In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous, you've made a difference in your community, you've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone, get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. This weekend, there was a very interesting CPAC conference in Florida that took place, and I would think that most people who attended said the highlight was the appearance of a former president. Just how did he do according to his own pollster? John McLaughlin joins me right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I was told by John McLaughlin that if you, the great pollster, sir, if you get to 66 million, you have it made. We got to almost 75 million then.
And he was talking about the election of last November, and that was the president from yesterday at the closing day of CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, usually held on the outskirts of Washington, D.C. And for more than a decade, I attended religiously, never missed it. When you get small kids in your house, sometimes you don't do as many things simply because technology allows you to kind of virtually attend and see what's going on as it did yesterday. And I'm going to talk a little bit this hour about some of my observations about the president's demeanor. I thought that he was spot on with tone and substance and kind of pacing and passion, not one of his wild, raucous kind of campaign rallies, but a very serious address on where they've been and what they intend to do. But since he mentioned John McLaughlin of McLaughlin & Associates, I thought it would be fun to chat with him once more. We talked with John during the election cycle on a few occasions. John, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you.
It's a pleasure to be back. So I was probably at a lot of those CPACs that you were at back in the day, way before.
I know you were. We talked at some of those.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, let's break down what happened. Go ahead. Let's break down what happened yesterday. John, I thought, and I'm going to say this a couple of times this hour, but I thought that the former president has done a couple of things I really like since the 20th of January. And one is he's just taken some time and been quiet and just kind of collected his thoughts and kind of not, you know, necessarily been out there at every turn, you know, commenting on everything that's going on. And I think that in doing so, he's allowed the floppity fish that is this current administration to kind of have to get on without having him to punch at. And I thought that when he did kind of appear yesterday, I thought it was the tone of really an elder statesman that is something that he now kind of is as someone who has done the job and knows what it takes. He has perspective that he didn't have 4 years ago. Your take on the president's performance and kind of where he's at and what you're observing of him.
Well, I think the president he did a great job. It was a great speech. He covered a lot of ground as usual. And compared to President Biden, who, you know, doesn't really go out and speak for very long periods of time and certainly doesn't take any tough questions from the press, you see a very different style of president where President Trump knows he accomplished a lot of good things. He knows he handled the global pandemic, and the country's coming out of it well. The economy's reopening. The vaccines that are being given out were developed because, I mean, normally 4 or 5 years it would take to develop these vaccines. He got it all done in 1 year, and you know, people are benefiting from that right now. People are clamoring to get the vaccines if the Biden administration can get them produced and get them out. You know, as he said in his speech, when he left office, over a million people on that day were getting a vaccine. And it was something that people didn't, you know, Dr. Fauci, the rest of them, didn't think it could be done, and it's being done now. So there's a certain level of confidence where the president, you know, feels good about what he accomplished as president. And he had the best line of the day when he said, "I may have to beat them for a third time in 2024. you know, it played to the point of the Democrats this week. In the media, no one really knows it, but we've put numbers on our website where 7 out of 10 voters in West Virginia, Arizona, Montana don't realize the Democrats are trying to pass H.R. 1 this week, which would have Congress override all the state election laws for registration, voter ID, signature verification on mail-in ballots, even put in a taxpayer-funded campaign style like they have in New York City where you raise a dollar and you get a $6 match, which would be a real slush fund and pork for all these elected Democratic members of Congress where they could pay themselves a salary. The Democrats, Nancy Pelosi is going to have a vote on that this week and try to pass it. And they're serious. And the president looks at this and he says, we can't let them do it. So President Trump is going to be a voice that speaks out on policy, whether it's immigration, security, taxes, government spending. He's going to speak out on those issues, and he knows the CPAC poll. My brother Jim was down there to make sure that poll worked well. And, you know, 95% of the voters at CPAC, or participants at CPAC, said they want to continue the Trump agenda. Only 3% want to change direction. They probably want to go farther right. But the president had 97% job approval with him. And, you know, against 20 other some odd conservative favorite candidates, he was getting 55% of the vote, and 68% want him to run again 4 years from now, which is real unity in the conservative movement. If you've been to CPACs before, you know, everybody has their favorite conservative. Everybody has their own brand of conservatism. But I tell you right now, the movement is united under Donald Trump, and they think he got a raw deal in this election. Most voters think there was fraud in this election. And they would like to see the president run again right now. And they would be a sharp contrast to Joe Biden.
I think that you're spot on, John, on so many of your observations. I want to talk about just for a second what those poll numbers represent, though, because I think it's really important for people to help understand that when you're talking about a base that sees Trump as capable to lead the conservative and the Republican kind of movements, He did two things very clear. He said yesterday that he doesn't see a need to develop a third party. I think he knows history well enough to understand that third parties don't bring good things for the country. They generally tend to give us worse options, not better ones. And secondly, there's obviously no need to, based on what you just said. But the fact that that even the bench, even the people that were in that poll with him, are people that kind of on some level reflect a different type of Republican Party. The Governor Kristi Noems, the Governor DeSantis, these types of people that have in fact, in their states, implemented a lot more of the America First kind of priorities. You're seeing a remake that didn't just help white suburban voters, but that actually brought more black and Latino voters into the fold. And when they got them into the fold for the election, but now they're into the fold at CPAC as well. I heard there was it was a much more diverse gathering than it's ever been at CPAC before. And that makes my heart very happy, because I think that's some of the work that we have to do.
Right. And you got to realize CPAC, like when you and I would go, I would go during the 80s and, you know, go see Ronald Reagan speak, but you're probably a bit younger, but you get normally 10,000 people. It was being Washington or near Washington, you get right. over 10,000 people. A lot of times we would get them to participate in the polls. Because of COVID, this was restricted. It was in Orlando where they could have it in Florida, and there were 2,000 participants. You had 1,007 people participate in our survey. But it represents real unity among these conservative leaders and these conservative activists across the country. Now, it benefited DeSantis that it was in Florida, because a third of the participants were from Florida. And
John, on that note, we're just out of time, and I'm sorry to do that to you, but, you know, the clock is merciless. Hey, thanks for your insights, and thanks for being with us today.
Well, keep up the great work. Thank
All
you.
Right. There goes the president, the former president's pollster, John McLaughlin. All right, when we come back, someone who will report live from CPAC, Dr. Gina Loudon. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
We have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party.
That was the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, ending speculation that I thought was foolish from the beginning. I did not think that it was helping anyone's cause to start talking about this very foolish idea of a third party. The president, you know, for someone who's as inexperienced in politics as he is a fast learner, and he has figured out very quickly some of the important realities that we just face in the American political system. And I thought he made a great decision there. Welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's a big Monday edition. We've got a lot to get to. We're still going to talk with David Marcus from The Federalist yet to come about his takedown of Jim Acosta from CNN down at CPAC. And then David Fisher is going to be here to talk economy. But let's deconstruct a little bit about what the president did discuss yesterday. Dr. Gina Loudon is back. She, of course, was the co-chair of the Women for Trump efforts in the 2020 election. And she is the primetime host of Dr. Gina Primetime on Real America's News, Real America's Voice. And she is there Monday through Friday. And I am honored to be with her on Monday evenings, usually on Monday evenings. Sometimes I bump to another night or two. But she's always gracious to have me on there. Dr. Gina, I have to tell you, there were two things I was thinking going into CPAC. And one was, and I'm being very genuine about this, I was very glad that the president took the entire first month, basically month and a couple of weeks, of the Biden administration off from making any appearances. I thought it was a really great way to just let the current administration flip and flop like a fish out of water, not have anyone to you know, kick around in terms of, you know, poking them from the sidelines, et cetera. And I think that what you saw, particularly after the second impeachment got wrapped up, I think that what you saw was just this kind of incompetent incapability of the people that are in D.C. And by doing so, he set the stage for what he did in his speech yesterday, which I thought was masterful. Tone, pace, agenda. I thought everything that he laid out was just spot on in terms of how to re-enter into the discussion. And as far as I'm concerned, when I heard him talking again, I was in the kitchen doing some cleanup from some of the cooking I was doing. And I just had it on over my shoulder. And just to hear him going through these agenda items was kind of refreshing and kind of comforting in a world that's been a little bit insecure. So I don't know your thoughts on it. You were there in the room, but talk to me about, you know, the space he gave for the nation to breathe. And now that he has kind of reflexed and said, here's where I'm landing. What are your thoughts today?
It was literally like watching people walk through a desert and not even realize they were thirsting, and then watching them walk into a soothing rain. It was the look on people's face, the look of relief, the look of we needed that so badly, the look of, wow, how it feels to see a real president stand at a podium again. It was a relief. It was so different than I thought it would be, Kevin. Just the feeling to be in the room and the electrification of the audience was so unbelievably palpable. And Kevin, I've been at more rallies than I can count. And there's nothing like a Trump rally, as you well know. I've always said one is more electrifying than another. This was more electrifying than any or all put together. But I think it was even even so, for those watching, I think it was just what America needed was to remember what it felt like to have a true leader speaking to a nation.
Well, and you know what's interesting about this is that before the weekend had come for CPAC, in fact, nearly a week earlier, would have been the normal time frame by which even a very late coming State of the Union address would have been scheduled and executed. Joe Biden has yet to give one. And, that was a mild kind of headline flopping around, the last couple of weeks. Will he give a State of the Union, et cetera? And I thought that what former President Trump did yesterday was not only illuminate some of the successes that he had as the president, but also to give a very accurate depiction of where the State of the Union is. And when I mentioned it on social media, that erupted because I think the whole nation has probably wondered, are we going to hear about the State of the Union? When is this? And the guy that many of us voted for gave us one yesterday, and it was so well done. When I say the right tone and pacing, a lot of people, they think of January 6th or they think of those kind of raucous campaign rallies, and they think, that's what electrifying Trump was. He was so on his game. Last night, he barely raised his voice. He barely at times even got a little bit animated, but he was just landing like power shot after power shot with just the words of the substance of what he had to say. And I found it to be truly one of his most powerful yet probably less animated speeches that he's given over the course of his short political career.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just what the doctor ordered. Really, no pun intended. I just think he couldn't have been more solid, and it couldn't have been more what the nation needed. And I was so pleased. And I don't mean pleased, with him in any sort of patronizing way. I just mean pleased as an American.
Right.
Just satisfied, like somebody who just had a really great dinner or something, because it was just, this country just thirsted for it. And I don't even think we realized how badly we needed it until we had it. And then we're like, holy cow, that's what we needed.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I tweeted after I saw the speech, just America needed that. And we did. And
yeah.
It was just so great to see. And I think, it reminded, I think even probably Democrats had to be reeling watching that and realizing, oh my gosh, we really are lacking in leadership. There's just no way you can have seen that and not remembered that we did have a leader and realize we just truly don't now.
Well, and along those lines, there's a lot of speculation about whether or not he will. I mean, he pledged yesterday to work hard for the 2022 elections coming up. I'm excited about that. He's going to get involved in the races. 2024, he didn't really tip his hat one way or the other on yet, and that's okay. I think he can take his time and decide what he wants to do. I think the most influential thing. I think the most important thing he can do right now is to make sure that we fight for election integrity and win some seats in 2022. And if he does that, I think there'll be a natural mandate for him to be back. But, I was very encouraged by the bench players this weekend at CPAC. Governor Noem, Governor DeSantis, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, the bench is deep. And that's exciting all the way around. All right. Tonight, I'll be on with Dr. Gina on her broadcast on Real America's Voice. Dr. Gina, what else you got planned for the big show tonight?
Oh, we've got some power couples happening. We've got Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle. We have Matt Gaetz and his fiance, Congressman Matt Gaetz and his fiance Ginger. We've got James Golden, both nerdly. And we've got some great stuff tonight.
That should be great. Check that out. Real America's Voice News tonight starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. You don't want to miss it. Dr. Gina, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming up next, a firsthand account of a journalist who tried to take down Jim Acosta of CNN at CPAC. Don't go away. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
When's CNN going to deal with Cuomo? No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not. You're not.
Okay, we agree to disagree.
We don't agree to disagree. You're not covering Cuomo.
That's the funny thing about the left is that they always want to agree to disagree, but they won't agree on simple facts. And, you know, it's easy what David Marcus, the New York correspondent for The Federalist, was doing there in that video. He was simply asking the question, why isn't CNN covering the maladies of Andrew Cuomo? And they're growing. They're being added to by the day. The receipt is getting long, to quote Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live this week. So you've got some legit questions. And instead of engaging or answering, it's just, no, we'll agree to disagree. Shut the debate down. You go away. Here to discuss is David Marcus, the man who asked Jim Acosta of CNN that very question. David, good to talk to you. Happy new week to you. I did CPAC for so many years, more than a decade, that I went every single year. And I was really considering going this year. And instead, I stayed home and had a peaceful weekend. So I don't think anybody's going to be mad at me for that. But I did, because of technology, of course, see a lot of the different activities that were going on. But it was held in Florida instead of D.C. I'm curious, from your perspective, the changes and what you thought of it.
Well, I like it in D.C. Orlando was nice. I mean, it was muggy from my sort of like living in Brooklyn perspective. I'm not going to be one of these guys who runs out of New York City to go move down to Florida, I decided. You can't walk anywhere. There's like hedges and moats everywhere. It's like a video game. So, like, if you're trying to, like, walk to 7-Eleven, you can't. But CPAC itself was, it was a little different. And what was interesting was, you know, it was still definitely Trump dominated. And you saw that in the merchandise. And you saw that in the sidewalk sales outside and stuff. But there were other frontliners. There were people like, you know, Rick Grenell. There were people like Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, you know, Josh Hawley, the senator, Ted Cruz, people who really, I think, are harbingers of what's to come for the GOP with or without Trump. And he kind of left that open. But that was interesting, was that you could see this populist movement that Trump created forming into something bigger than just him.
Did you see that in, for lack of a better term, the diversity of attendees?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been going to CPAC for the last several years, and the diversity has only grown. It's absolutely clear that the GOP is moving away from its dependence on, you know, white college educated suburban voters, more into the working class and more into what's frankly a very diverse working class that clearly likes a lot of what Trump did and isn't nuts about things like killing the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, no, that's very encouraging. And one of my concerns was following the election. Of course, I covered fairly in depth the problems with the election and the issue of integrity that if we don't get back to, you know, center right people may never win another election. But it seems like that's an important thing. It seems like there's things going on in state legislatures to try to correct some of those things. But one of my concerns is that since Trump did bring more African-Americans and Latinos into the party, I want to see that to continue to go forward. I'm glad to hear that represented itself at CPAC, and I'm anticipating that there will be even more initiatives on that going forward. Let's talk about your personal kind of media highlight for the week. You did get put on tape on a lot of different reels for that little confrontation with Mr. Acosta. You live in Brooklyn. You cover New York for the Federalist. Andrew Cuomo is doing things and being accused of things that if it were Donald Trump, the media would be on him 24/7. Your issue with why CNN isn't covering them?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's not my style. It really isn't. If that had been almost anybody else or any other network, I would not have confronted him in that way. But I think that what CNN did with regard to Andrew Cuomo over the last year was absolutely egregious. We here in New York know who Andrew Cuomo is. We know he's not the sainted figure that the national media and especially CNN created. And I thought the really telling moment of the exchange was at the very end, because I said to him, do you have anything to say about Cuomo? You've had plenty to say about Trump, right? And what his answer should have been was, well, I'm a reporter. It's not my job to opine upon the people that I cover. But he couldn't say it, Kevin. He couldn't say it because for 4 years he opined as the White House correspondent about everything he thought was wrong with Trump. And right. That's why he put his palms up and looked completely flummoxed, because he knows he can't say that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got the question to him, and I'm glad that we were able to at least see that hypocrisy on tape. So thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for the great coverage, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, man.
Kevin McCullough, coming back, check of the markets. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
Your money matters. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, as the snow is still trying to melt here in the upper northeast, and I don't know, we're going to have like 7 days of 70-degree weather to finally get it melted off. But anyway, as it still does, we're still checking the economy and still looking at what's going on by way of your money on these Mondays. And CEO of Landmark Capital is David Fisher, and he's back with us. David, good Monday to you.
Well, thanks for having me on today. Hey, we're in March today. You know, Kevin, what is March? It's one of the craziest months, you know, and many people get excited and unpredictable things happen. What am I talking about? March Madness, it's the Final Four. I want to tell everybody listening, everyone has a ticket to the Final Four.
Oh, wow.
I know you're probably thinking, David's lost his mind. No, everyone does have a ticket to the Final Four. I'm not buying your ticket, though, but everyone is forced to buy your own ticket, whether you're a fan or not. What am I referring to, everybody?
I don't know. You got me confused now. Break this down for me.
I'm not talking about college basketball, the Final Four. I'm talking about the financial Final Four, what it is. The stock market bubble, will it burst? How will we finance existing government and new government debt? Inflation, is it real or not? And what are the actions of the Fed going to take? And that's the Final Four that's going to be with us all this month and maybe months to come.
All right. Well, that should be exciting and a little foreshadowing of what we can look forward to in the weeks to come. So stocks are up today, David, but last week they got hit really tough. What is it, bubble or no bubble?
Well, Graham Summers, very well researched institute, says last Friday, the bloodbath is here and what's coming next. He's talking about the S&P dropped 2.5%, the NASDAQ fell over 3.5% in the final days of the week last week. The question is selling over or is there going to start a new warm-up here? Unfortunately, he says that things are just starting to get warmed up. If he, he says, look at Tesla. And if we look at Tesla, it's one of the key market leaders for the rally. And not only is it extremely popular with Wall Street investors, Kevin, but it's also extremely popular for individual retail investors. And Tesla shares are a great leader for the indicator where the broader market is. If you look at Tesla, it has taken out the 50-day moving average. In other words, gone down. It stayed there, and then it opens the door for what you call breaking through the 200-day moving average. And Tesla's down 25% last month. So this opens the door for, you know, similar moves in other stocks as a whole. The NASDAQ doesn't have much support until you get to 12,000. The S&P, its support is 3,500. Whether we grind our way lower to that point or it's a big jump downward, many are saying that we are on the verge of a correction. In fact, Paul Singer, he's a real smart guy. He's been doing this for 44 years, stock manager. He's had annualized gains of 13%. He predicted a problem in 2007, and it happened in 2008. He predicted inflation is coming, and he said when inflation comes, it's going to be intense, and now we're seeing that. And he said just recently, right now he's saying trouble is ahead.
Oh, wow. So let's go back to last week. What was the actual cause of that downturn?
Well, we have to look at Treasury auction. Normally, we talk about the 10-year Treasury, but there was no auction last week, but it happened last week, the 7-year Treasury, and it closed. The 7-year Treasury auction was catastrophic. What happened is there was the bid, which is what investors are willing to buy a Treasury at, tumbled from 2.305 down to 2.045. In other words, it tumbled almost 15%, the lowest on record so far. It was ugly. The internals, in other words, who was buying and who wasn't buying, was even more brutal. No foreigner was buying even the smell of a treasury. They didn't want to smell it. No foreigner was buying treasuries. Perhaps this is because there is no demand at all for treasuries, domestically and foreign. In short, it was an absolute catastrophe, the 7-year auction, the ugliest in years, and possibly came at the very worst time as inflation now is here. And the result, the 10-year yield spiked 1.6%, telling us that we have inflation coming.
So nobody likes dollars.
Nobody wants to buy our debt. That's what it's telling us.
Yeah.
It's confirming everything I said that we're headed towards, and nobody wanted to buy our debt, foreigners, last Friday.
So the Fed says we're not going to have inflation. The markets are obviously telling a different story. You're saying the Fed is right on this.
Well, I think the Fed is more wrong than right. In July of 2005.
I mean, I'm sorry, you're saying the markets are right. You're saying the Fed is wrong.
Yeah, the market is right. Market, you know, the whole adage is never fight the Fed. I think the market is fighting the Fed, and the market's going to win this time. Why? Well, Ben Bernanke in 2005, the border governor, he was at that time at the Federal Reserve, he told the moderator interview in the housing market, the moderator said that the housing market was a bubble and was going to burst and it's going to be the real issue for the economy. And Bernanke responded, he says, I guess I don't buy your premise. It's likely it's a highly unlikely possibility. So that was strike one. Yellen said, I didn't see and did not appreciate what the risks were. She's talking about this, and I didn't see any of that coming until it happened. We're talking about 2008. She was wrong. Strike three just happened 5 days ago when Powell said that the Fed does not see any indication of inflation, and inflation is a soft, it's still soft, they said, and they're committed to the current policy. That's just hogwash. Oil's up $61, corn up 40%, soybeans up 55%, the Commodity Research Bureau's up 75% since last year, copper 10-year high, lumber at all-time high. I mean, when you add up all the money that's ever been printed, all the money, 40% of it was printed last year in 2020 alone, and now it's turning inflation. We have inflation. It's screaming everywhere, but the Fed is not going to admit that because it would cause a panic, a catastrophe. It would cause inflation. So they're trying to say no, you're all wrong. But the market and yields is saying we have inflation, and all the commodity prices are saying inflation.
Yeah. So you mentioned nobody wants to buy our debt. How are we going to finance it? Obviously, the bet was that somebody's going to take it on.
Well, in December, last December, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, said, quote, "I wouldn't touch treasuries with a 10-foot pole." I guess foreigners are following his advice. So we have to finance the $1.2 trillion stimulus bill. How about who's going to finance the $2 trillion Green Deal or the $1.2 trillion Medicare? I just can't go on and on. The $2 trillion infrastructure, $5.5 trillion is the budget. You know, we're talking $14.6 trillion when you add up everything. It's the system is broke, and we have to have people buy treasuries, and the world is not buying it. That's why we're going to see either a massive default, which I don't think we will, or a massive, massive, massive inflationary environment, or where they're going to have to seize a portion of your money and call it the bail-in. That's why now it's imperative to get some gold and silver in your portfolio. That's where we're headed.
Yeah.
One of those three things, and gold and silver saves you.
You need to do it, friends. Gold and silver in your portfolio, protected in your own possession, prevents them from being able to take your electronic accounts away from you should a bail-in go down. And there's a lot more information on that when you contact Landmark Capital that they can send you, not only their white paper on the bail-in, how it works and why the government would invoke it, but also the financial blueprint that will help you protect your portfolio, your family's basically future that you've set aside. Now's the time to do that and ask them about how you can make it a strategy. I work with David personally every month to make sure that we are protected to the best degree we can, and I know that his team will do the same for you. You got to do this. 844-604-2575. If you'll drop my name when you call, by the way, tell the person on the other end of the line, 844-604-2575, that you would like to go through the Financial Blueprint Program, which is free. David, if you mention my name, David will do your account personally. So make sure you ask for that and tell him that Kevin sent you when you call. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. More info also at landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. All right, Kevin McCullough, it's a brand new year and a perfect time for you to admit one important truth. You need a better immune system. You don't have to have a pandemic here to tell you that. You need to fight off the colds and the flus and all the other little things that want to just tear you apart. You know what my secret is? I haven't been sick in years. You know why? Because I take fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. See, I know that I can't get 10 full servings of 31 fruits and vegetables unless I have like the largest produce section in all of America, and I don't. So I take my fruits and veggies. I stay healthy. I don't get the seasonal bronchitis, and I haven't thought one iota about COVID. Friends, you can do the same thing. You can live with confidence. Call today. Get 35% off and free shipping. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. You can also go online to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call 800-246-8751 or go online, make sure you use the discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And by the way, let me say a big thank you for everyone that pitched in on our Food for Orphans effort. Our goal was to rescue 100 orphans from starvation for the coming year. I just keep having to say this. You guys constantly miss the mark. I don't know what your problem is. You can't do what I ask. I know it's problematic. You just had to take care of 131 kids instead. So congratulations and thank you for always going above and beyond what we ask you to do. And that's on behalf of the kids, because that's 131 children's lives that you saved in the month of February. So thank you very much for that generosity. All right. I know that when you give power to people, it's sometimes a hard thing to take away. And there's been no one that has just like been so jazzed to be in his own skin over the course of the last year than Mr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci. He hasn't treated one COVID patient, but he has received such notoriety for his, you know, inestimable whatever it is. But did you see his most recent statement? Listen to these words very, very carefully, please.
So there are things, even if you're vaccinated, that you're not going to be able to do in society. For example, indoor dining, theaters, places where people congregate. That's because of the safety of society.
What? If you're vaccinated, you still can't eat indoors? If you're vaccinated, you can't go to movie theaters, which, by the way, are opening back up, finally. If you're vaccinated, you can't congregate? Is that a slight at Christians and churches and stuff? Synagogues? Places where there are congregations? I don't know what Dr. Fauci is smoking, but he needs to stop. We have flattened the curve. We are getting herd immunity. There are many medical professionals who've actually treated patients that believe we're going to be there by sometime around April. I don't want to hear any more from him. Let him go have his joy in letting Kate McKinnon imitate him on Saturday Night Live all he wants. Just stay out of our business. It's just best to ignore that little power mad caricature and just lean forward into life, friends. Just go. We know enough about it now. We know how to treat it. We know how to stop it. Get the vaccination. Be strong. Be smart. But don't be a lemming. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.